All right, friends, guess what we're going to transcribe right now? It's Steve Winwood, While You See a Chance. Now, I heard this song in the grocery store last week, and then, no joke, I was in there this week, and I heard the song again, and I had the same reaction both times, like, oh, this is a cool song. I like this song. So it occurred to me that, you know, if it's on rotation at my grocery store 2 weeks in a row, they probably play it, you know, several times a week, and then times that by all the grocery stores in the United States or perhaps even around the world. You know, this song is probably making Steve Winwood thousands and tens of thousands of dollars in royalties, you know, every year. And just one song. And this song was made however long, like 30 years ago. It was made in the 80s, I think. So the reason we're going to analyze this is, you know, for intervals and ear training, but there's also a music appreciation element to it. And let me just say this. When guitarists transcribe the work of pianists, we're definitely usually, now of course I'm generalizing, we're usually led to some places of surprise. Not too long ago, my son and I were at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and I promise I'll make this story relevant, so bear with me. Outside the museum during lunch, they have street vendors outside and you can go and sit outside, and they had live music, an acoustic guitarist and a female singer, and they played Billy Joel's In My Life, you know, keep it to yourself, it's my life, or whatever it's called, just maybe it's just called My Life, I don't know. And the guitarist was not really nailing the right chords in certain spots, and I was thinking to myself, yeah, it's because guitarists, we don't think like pianists, and we can't always play the same type of voicings they play. So I'm gonna get on with it right now. But it's always good to transcribe, like songs by Elton John, Billy Joel, Steve Winwood. You know, I personally would do well to listen to transcribe, you know, jazz people like Herbie Hancock and Keith Jarrett and all this. And I don't do it as much as I should. But here we go. So just right away with the key, I can hear that it's gonna end on da, which I just got is a D. All right, so now we know it's in the key of D. And in terms of where to start, let's just start at the verse. Now I'm just talking about the chords, not the melody. So the first thing I hear is doom, doo doom, doo doom, doo doom, boom, doo. So I know that it's in a major key because it's 1, 7, 6, 5, and it's all very do, re, mi, fa, so. Of course it's in a major key. It's uplifting and happy, and that's why they play it in grocery stores. so that notice that I started with the bass line. You need that first. Seven, six, five, and then I heard two, and then five. And how do I do that so fast? Well, 1, 7. Now remember, I trained you that you can think up and you can think down. You know, if you can think, this is down by a little, then that must be seven, like do, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. You know, so not only can you identify a seventh going up, like there's a, or what was my song for that? I waited till I saw the sun. You learn to hear the seventh below the octave, like da, 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 da. So you should, let me just digress on this in a minute. A good exercise is do, or 1, 7, 1, 6, 1, 5, 1, 4, 1, 3, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1. I can't sing that low. Can't sing a D. But you get the idea? Alright, so here we go. Moving on. So far I got like 1, 7, 6, 5, 2, 5. Alright, so let's go back. Been a new morning. just on first blush, I think it would be probably D, and then A over C sharp, B minor, A over D, or D over A, and then E minor, and A, like that, because I know my harmonized scale is in the key of D. And there's inner voice movement in here, but it's just the root. But right now, I'm just worried about the roots. Da, that's a six, so that's got to be B minor. Da, 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 so six, and then five, sus, one. All right, so. Da, 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 that was six, four, five, six. Five, like B minor, G, D, G, A. There's a three chord. There, I heard a bow. Like right there, bow. That's three. So it went like bow, bow, bow. It's like the four chord. When some cold So I heard 4, 2, 3, and then 4, wait, what was that? I don't remind you, I'll be there. So 4, 2, 3, and then. When some sun don't remind you, that was 4 to 5. Right there, four, and then sharp four. So, Maria, there's your sharp four. So I'm probably guessing that's like a sharp four diminished. So just off the top of my head, again, I'm not checking this yet. When some, so it's like G, and then kind of E minor, and then D over F sharp, and then a G, and then an A. Ah, I lost it. So, oh, that diminished isn't quite right. There's some note in there, but I'm not gonna do inner voicings yet. I'm just doing root movement. So I hear dum five, sharp five, or flat six. Six, flat seven, six, five, one. So I better start writing this down. I better start writing this down. Hold on.